Mike Pence has been a vocal opponent of Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act. The law passed in 2010 and has since been upheld by the Supreme Court. But when faced with the choice of whether to expand Medicaid in the state as part of that law, he made a compromise. He required Medicaid recipients to pay a little bit into a health savings account, or they would risk losing that coverage. Now, after a year and a half, almost 200,000 more people have coverage under the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP 2.0. Caitlin Priest helps people sign up for that health insurance. She's director of public policy at Covering Kids and Families of Indiana, and she's been a fan of Governor Pence's plan.
HIP has really been a godsend as far as being able to get folks enrolled in something, many of them for the first time in their lives. So it's really been, I think, a wonderful way to move the needle both on healthcare access and then ultimately on long-term health outcomes.
Pence's conservative tweaks to Medicaid have other Republican-led states looking at that model. But Pence gets poor marks from people in public health for his response to an urgent health crisis. In February of 2015, the state reported an outbreak of HIV in Scott County, Indiana. It was blamed on opioid addiction and needle sharing. It got so bad the CDC came in. Public health experts began calling for a needle exchange, which at the time was illegal. And Pence was opposed to changing that.
He first said, no, we don't need a needle exchange in Scott County during the outbreak. And the CDC basically said, yes, you do.
Carrie Lawrence is with the Rural Center for AIDS and STD Prevention. Pence ended up signing a bill that forces counties to ask permission to start a needle exchange. Lawrence says only a few counties have done it because the process takes a lot of planning and local support and money, which the state doesn't provide.
If you're the health department with only two part-time staff and the full-time health director, who's going to do this and when is it going to happen?
Lawrence says the crisis also brought some attention to Indiana's lack of public health funding in general.
I think that we are just dealing with the consequences of the fact that we don't have a strong infrastructure for public health in the state.
Under Governor Pence, the state has slashed its budget for public health programs. Indiana is ranked nearly last for both federal and state public health funding. Meanwhile, the state has a high smoking rate, high obesity rate, high infant mortality rate. And this year, women's health advocates have clashed with Pence over abortion. The governor signed a bill that bars abortion on the basis of disability, gender, or race of the fetus. The bill also requires that the fetal remains be buried or cremated. Some Indiana women responded by updating the governor's office with news on their menstrual cycles, with the hashtag periods for Pence. And the Indiana ACLU brought a lawsuit against the state. Here's ACLU lawyer Ken Falk.
What the state of Indiana has attempted to do here is really grossly flies in the face of existing law.
A judge has since blocked portions of that law. Ultimately, when it comes to health policy, Mike Pence has a consistently conservative record. That could be important in November, because his running mate doesn't have a legislative record at all, at least not yet. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.